Morning to you. And being a Tuesday, let's shoot the breeze with Alex Center from the bigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are things in the good old US of A?
It's lovely. It's starting to snow again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
I'm very excited.
So where are you based today?
We're in Connecticut at the moment, but we're going to New York this week.
Righto.
Back to New York.
Well, safe travels. I know you've been, your lovely husband, Mark, he's been showing you the sights, hasn't he?
He has. He's been making me go on walks.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Bit of exercise doesn't go astray, Alex.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, speaking of exercise, you like to exercise your fingers via technology, but here's one place you don't need to go to anymore. Tinder. It's become the go-to app in Russia for citizens wanting to get unbiased news about the Ukraine. How is Tinder going to give you news?
This is interesting because in Russia, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok and Instagram have all been banned.
Yes.
So people in that region cannot use those devices anymore, those apps. So the only app that they can access is Tinder. And there is a function on Tinder that for a certain amount of money per month, you can actually use a passport on there to change your location. And what people are doing is they're actually using their Tinder from Russia to connect with people in the Ukraine to find out what's really going on. So there is one particular story of a journalist in Russia who set her Tinder profile to the Ukraine and vice versa. This is happening in the Ukraine to Russia, where people are actually connecting, not in a romantic way, but just to see how you're doing. How are you dealing with this crisis? What's really happening around you? And to get a really unique perspective from the ground. So this is a really cool initiative, and it makes sense to use apps in this way, but it will depend on how long this takes before Tinder picks up on it and maybe gets banned in Russia as well.
Well, there's that. So you can see that sticking out like the proverbial dogs, that's for sure. And it also, I think this is brilliant, and it's a very cool way of getting your news. Whoever thought this up, go you. But it also reminds me of a James Bond movie title, From Russia With Love.
It is exactly like that, from Russia with a Swipe.
And from Tinder to pillows, apparently, Alex Center from the bigsmoke.com.au, there's a pillow that mimics breathing that could help us in reducing anxiety.
Yeah, so this is basically what they call an interactive tactile device. And the idea behind it is that you can use it to reduce anxiety, and it's a way of producing immediate relief, or providing relief without medication. So what happened was a number of studies were conducted in Germany where people who were likely to feel anxious or stressed were given this pillow prototype to hold, and then they were advised that they might have to do a math test, for example, and the volunteers then had to hug that prototype pillow across their chest and torso for around 8 minutes. So what happened was some people in the study were listening to guided meditation and others just hugged the pillow. And they found that those who hugged the pillow saw a reduction in their anxiety, and it was quite an effective way of dealing with that. I mean, I guess it's no different to, for example, you hear about puppies. And when you have a puppy and you take it home, sometimes you put a ticking clock into the bed, covered with a blanket. It's that feeling of a heartbeat that, you know, to connect you with your mother. So I'm assuming that the research really does identify that primal instinct of humans to feel that connection and that comfort.
My wife is actually a pillow hugger. She likes to sleep with hugging a pillow at night. It doesn't breathe though. Don't know.
Well, this one breathes and it deflates and inflates, and it's really about expanding and deflating like human lungs.
Yeah, might have to investigate that. Alex Center, bigsmoke.com.au. Always a pleasure to shoot the breeze. Safe travels back to New York, and we'll catch you next Tuesday, all right?
Thank you so much.